This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism or living without eating food and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
An international lecturer, artist, musician, author, and leading researcher into pranic living, Jasmuheen is considered to be an avatar of the food-free lifestyle. After learning to live on cosmic energy, this amazing Australian has spent the past two decades sharing her knowledge and insights with countless others. Through her lectures and workshops, people have been inspired to follow in her footsteps. In addition, to help others on this journey, Jasmuheen has created music and meditation CDs, as well as written several books, including Divine Nutrition, The Food of Gods, Living on Light, and The Prana Program, Effective and Enjoyable Evolution. Although nourished by prana, Jasmuheen does not consider herself to be a true breatharian.
I drink sometimes, okay? I still enjoy a cup of good coffee now and then. I have a little water sometimes, but I am receiving everything I need, all my nourishment, from a different flow of energy that we call prana. People call it chi, they call it mana, they call it cosmic particles, they call it divine love, the universal life force. Also, I never made the decision that I wanted to be a breatharian. It was an ability that came from the rising, the release of an energy within myself from a lifetime of spiritual practice, of meditation and other things. I went through a spiritual initiation in 1993 where my desire was to go into sacred union with this divine essence. We talk in different lineages of the Atman, of the monad, of the I Am presence, of the higher self as a beautiful guide for humanity that works intuitively through us. And my interest was alchemy. A true alchemy is the emergence of the lower aspects of our being, our ego, lower mind, into divine marriage with our higher self, our superior self. And so I went through this spiritual initiation with that motivation. From that, my frequencies changed. I went into a different energy band and I just lost all my appetite. I had no physical hunger anymore. I had no emotional hunger. I had no spiritual hunger. I had no mental hunger. It was a shock for me, because I was never interested in breatharianism consciously in my life, and I would never call myself that. But it was a natural byproduct from a pure-hearted motivation to know who I really am. And as Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven's within you. All those gifts are there. When we open to receive them, they flow, and this was a byproduct of that. Our public work with this now is to say, hey, don't forget that divine resource within you. But you need to activate it. You need to let it flow by our focus upon it. So for me, I spent 22 years before living on prana, living like a yogi again.
An international lecturer, artist, musician, author, and leading researcher into pranic living, Jasmuheen is considered an avatar of the food-free lifestyle. Over the past two decades, she has inspired many others to follow in her footsteps through her lectures, workshops, and books. Jasmuheen first began to live on prana in 1993 when she went through a 21-day transition process. She described her personal journey in her first book.
The initiation that I went through in June in 1993, we call it Living on Light, the 21-day process. And in 1993, it was very suitable because the consciousness on the planet was very dense. There's been a blossoming of human consciousness. So now we don't need to do the 21-day process to live on prana. It's a very extreme thing to do, but it is what I did. And my frequency was matching that in it anyway. So it was easy for me to stay with this living on light experience, even though I didn't understand it. You know, I had no science of it. All I knew was that I went through through this amazing initiation that just flooded me with more love, with more light, and took away my hunger. Then my role was to share this knowledge with the world and to say to people, you have a choice. You know, you can be fed by physical food, which is lovely, very delicious for the flavor, socially wonderful, but you can be fed in other ways as well by just really allowing that divine essence to rise within you by your focus upon it, living a lifestyle that encourages the blossoming of this pure, perfect force within you and then opening to its gifts.
Jasmaheen reminds us that we must carefully prepare physically, mentally, and spiritually for the food-free lifestyle.
You know, the 21-day process gave me the gift of being able to live on prana because my system was prepared. I'd had over 20 years of preparation and other lifetimes of tuning and understanding. But if you take an untuned system and even do that process, it's too much of an extreme initiation. I won't publicly support it anymore.
Jasmaheen explains the many advantages to learning to live on prana gradually.
And what I do support is a very slow, natural, organic process, like we talk about in the book, The Food of Gods. Because not only is it slow and safe for you, but it gives your emotional body a chance to get used to this reality and the rhythm, the social rhythm of living without physical food. The biggest problem people have with living on prana initially is they become socially alienated. Yeah, their family get worried because the physical shock to the body initially can mean they lose a lot of weight. They can be quite excluded on social levels because they're not taking physical food anymore. Motivation is everything. So I watch people in the world saying, I'm going to live on prana, I want to live on prana, it feels right. But I don't know what the formula for that is because that wasn't my motivation. My motivation was to go into that energy pool of that divine essence and feel open to all its gifts. And then this gift came quite unexpectedly, you know? And I find that all these incredible gifts come to a human being when we let go, let God, let go of expectation and put ourselves in the deepest rhythm of pure love within ourselves. And from there, those gifts come. Now, what meditation techniques you need, what religious philosophy you need, what spiritual reality you need to find that current of pure love within you, don't know. But you know when the model of reality you are carrying and your spiritual practice is right for you because you get healthier, you get happier, and your life is filled with grace, and then all these gifts come naturally, organically. But you know, living on light, you can't grab it. You can't say, I want it. This is what I'm going to do. It is a natural process of a slow, organic evolution of frequency matching with its field of energy. Let this gift come to you naturally without grabbing it. Hold the idea that it is a field of possibility that everyone can come into with the rhythm of the breath, with will, with intention. No dangerous 21-day process, okay? I know you have a list of questions about that, but my first response is, if you have to ask these sorts of questions, you're not ready. If you cannot say that you trust 100% your divine inner voice, which is the perfect guru to take you through this, you're not ready.
Even if people do not wish to live totally on prana, Jasmaheen encourages everyone to move in that direction. In Food of the Gods, she describes the gradual shift.
What gift does a vegan diet, a vegetarian diet, give to the planet as far as better use of resources? Being vegan, being vegetarian, we know it gives mental clarity. We know it changes brainwave patterns when you also use meditation. We know that the body gets healthier. We know the body can live longer. We know many benefits from vegan, vegetarian diet. So then with prana, Wow. Because one, you have 100% energy with none of it being diverted to digestion. So all that energy can go into operating in different ways in the body. So people get greater mental clarity. They're stronger. You know, prana's pure food, no insecticides, food colorings, pesticides. And once we've proven to ourselves that these flows are nourishing us and we have this freedom of choice by experiencing living it, then create a way of being that works for us also socially.
As more and more people shift towards living on prana, we tread much more gently on Mother Earth.
They tell me there's about 40,000 now in the West who have the ability now to choose where they want to get their nourishment from. So some people of the 40,000 have one meal once a month. And obviously it's a light meal, maybe, you know, a bit of fruit or a soup, a vegetarian soup or a salad, because they like to do this with family. Some have one meal once a week. Some have one meal every 3 days of something very light because it pleasures them. And the point of this is always freedom of choice and the benefits for our world. Wow. You think of how many tons of sewage going through our world. How many tons of waste, of plastics that we have to get rid of everything involved in food production that we have to get rid of. All of that is reduced substantially as we learn to become more dependent on the divine resource within. And when we let it be natural and organic, it's not dangerous. There's nothing to say except listen to the voice of your body, increase the chi flow through your spiritual practice.
When individuals first begin living on prana, they often experience concern from family members about their health and safety. Jasmaheen has a suggestion to help overcome this understandable resistance.
When I was in Russia,
quand j'étais en Russie,
I met so many people,
j'ai rencontré tellement de gens,
who had naturally just flown into this reality of being filled by this divine essence, so they weren't hungry on any level, including physical,
qui étaient naturellement passés à cette réalité de vivre sans avoir besoin de prendre de nourriture ni de fluide d'ailleurs, donc ils étaient comme ça au niveau physique.
But their family were finding it very difficult that somebody that they loved was choosing to go without physical food.
Leur famille trouvait très difficile que quelqu'un qu'ils aiment puisse vivre sans nourriture physique.
So we shared with these ones.
Donc avec ces personnes, nous avons partagé.
Just say to your family.
Nous leur avons dit, dites simplement à votre famille.
I know you're concerned.
Je sais que vous vous préoccupez.
Because you love me.
Vous vous tracassez parce que vous m'aimez.
So if I go and have full medical testing.
Donc si je vais passer un examen médical complet.
And that testing proves I'm healthy.
Et que ces tests et ces examens prouvent que je suis en bonne santé.
Will then you please stop worrying?
Est-ce que s'il vous plaît, alors à ce moment-là, vous allez arrêter de vous tracasser?
A bargain.
On fait un deal.
Yeah.
On fait un marché.
That means it's that person's responsibility to make sure they are completely healthy and that the medical tests say so.
Donc la responsabilité de cette personne à partir de là, c'est de s'assurer qu'elle va faire un bilan médical complet et que sa responsabilité c'est d'être en bonne santé et que ses tests disent que c'est le fait, c'est le cas.
Jasmaheen believes that our Earth is heading towards a very beautiful future.
Personal harmonization, global harmonization, universal harmonization. What happens when we become a planet of enlightened beings? In that, we are filled with love and light. Because remember, enlightenment is a journey, not a destination, and we can always be filled with more light and love. What happens then? What dimension will we collectively enter? We talk about it a time of a fulfillment of prophecy of the Mayans and so much more, and we're in that time now. And the prophesized time is that we will enter into a period of 1,000 years of peace. If not more. We have a chance now to live in a more cooperative society that runs for the benefit of all.
Our thankfulness, Jasmaheen, for sharing your knowledge about the pranic lifestyle and vision of a loving planet. Your dedicated efforts help make our world a kinder and lighter place in which to live. May your noble work in service of Earth inhabitants be graced with success.